You have to be, as a coach, you have to see the bigger picture, and that is always what I always try to do. Sometimes you get carried away by not playing well and winning 1-0 and you think you're in heaven, and quite opposite, that sometimes you ending like it did, and I think there was a lot of positive things, and we talked about it on Thursday morning. We did a recovery in Bristol. I think it was a very good idea. That was the best what we could do. Players got a good night's sleep. We did all the recovery in the hotel. The hotel was absolutely magnificent. I can only recommend that hotel, to be honest. For any future football teams. I don't get paid, by the way. No, they've been brilliant to us. We had a good journey home. This morning, bright, everybody ready to go. And, yeah.
There'll be some people say three without a win, but you've had three tough games and you're unbeaten. So how do you look at it so far? Would you assess the opening couple of weeks so far?
I said to the players, I said, going into Yorkshire Derby, I will be excited because I expect a great atmosphere again. So I got a very good taste against Burnley. And hopefully we can get the same atmosphere going by starting the game well and get the supporters up on their seats and be the 12th man we need. I said to the players, when we were very, very close, we knocked on that door now several times, very, very hard. And I said, the more you knock on that door, the more resilient you are, the more determined you are, this door will go off and for the first win. And the point against Bristol City will turn out to be a very good one when we win the game tomorrow. I think the physical area has improved massively. What allows us to recover better. What allow us to give ourselves a chance to compete and win the game through the schedule what the Football League put us through. I'm delighted with the appetite and the contribution for my players, for my staff. We should never forget the staff. They're working entirely in that period now. And the morale is high. Yes, we've been disappointed. But then from the next day on, we are completely refocused and ready to go again.
I'm sure one of the big positives that pleased you was the link-up between Antonucci and Chris Wood. They look like they've been playing together for quite a while, to be honest, on Wednesday night.
I was astonished about my colleague's statement after the game. I felt I didn't saw the game that way. Of course, the majority of the play Bristol had. But I think the shape we had, we would look very comfortable. I couldn't see them scoring, to be honest. Lapsus got them back into the game. And obviously the fact that with 6 minutes extra time, the whole crowd got a massive lift. And obviously their players got a massive lift. And we scored two goals. The shape, it worked well. The physical stats was unbelievably high. When you see the fact that we played Sunday, high in terms of very, very positive. I know it was an evening game. I know adrenaline is higher in the evenings. What make it sometimes helps to make it put a really good shift in. But I was delighted with the whole team. Obviously, also coming back to your question, with the two strikers, they not only scored, they also played with each other and give each other assist for each goal. That is a big delight for me. Both want to score, but they also understand when they play with each other, they make their life easier.
You said when you came in, you wanted a high energy, win the ball back mentality. Just talking about the young lads in midfield, Adi Amy and Calvin Phillips, they really did get through some work the other night. Were you impressed with how they went about their work?
Calvin Phillips covered 13.3k on the night. What is an unbelievable stat. And that says it all. And he's fully recovered and ready to go again. And the boy really, really put his mark down in that game. Tom Adeyemi, I know what he can give us. I think the entire squad worked extremely hard. And for me, we have to go out again. We have to knock on that door. We have to find a way in that period now to win a game of football. Sometimes as a coach, you have to adjust to the situation and adjust to the players you have available to find a way to win. You have to maybe sometimes go away a little bit of your ideal way to play, but you give yourself and the players the best platform to win a game. And that is what we did in the last two games, and that's what we also try to do tomorrow in a different way again. And hopefully we can expose weaknesses of our opponents.
Obviously, away from home, it allowed you to play on the break a little bit more. Are you going to have to make more of the running against Sheffield Wednesday at Ellen Road?
I think we had to run a lot. The kilometre coverage was nearly equal to Bristol. We have to run a lot again. I think tomorrow, when we can repeat that sort of effort in a Yorkshire derby and play it like a Yorkshire derby, the game. We have to play it like a Yorkshire derby against Sheffield Wednesday. So they have a new team. They have players who have not played a Yorkshire derby before. And we have to take the game to them. And that starts with us, first and foremost. But I hope that can also our supporters can play a big part in that.
We ask you every week about your squad. You know, you've got a small squad. Has it pleased you? Because you've made a few changes each game, and has it pleased you that the guys that have come in?
Yeah,
been no noticeable drop anywhere, has there?
No, definitely. And I think that is I said that from day one. We will not achieve our goals when we're only working with 11 or 12 players. Everybody has to see when they're playing well, training well, there is a loop to come in and maybe stay in the team. With the demands we had to use the squad, and that pleased me that the players were coming in knowing their roles and responsibilities, what the position requires, but also showing the same hunger and the same determination like the guys who played the previous game. And I think that is the only thing I can ask for, and the players giving me that.
I know you're not going to tell me your team. You told me that the other day. I take it you are going to freshen things up again. Is that the plan?
Like you know me.
looking at it, overall, just you, are you happy with the start you've made at Leeds United? You knew what you were coming into.
Yeah, I can't ask. I can't ask for any more than that. So we're improving. I felt this two games, the last two games in pre-season, we would have lost. We improve game by game. And I think this period, what we're going through now, will set us in a state for the next block till the next international weekend, because of the amount of games in the space of time. But also, don't underestimate, we had Burnley, a Premier League team, what a very emotional first game of the season. And we had a Yorkshire derby against Doncaster with 120 minutes, emotionally game. Then a Bristol City away, full house, a newly promoted team, full of enthusiasm and energy. Emotionally game again, especially the way it ended. So how my group of players and staff have performed, yes, I'm happy.
You're getting used to the fact that Leeds United are a scalp, whoever you're playing, wherever you're playing, everyone wants to beat Leeds, don't they?
Yes. And what? We have to live with this. We want to play for this great football club. We want to work for this great football club. That is what we have to live with. And I think the players, a lot of players who played came last year into the club. They have now already 12 months behind them. They're already realizing the responsibilities, what we have, words to our supporters, words to our club, and what sort of expectation is put on us. So I don't think that will bother in the moment too many of our players, because they see they are competitive in every single game. We could have won two after Burnley and Bristol with a little bit more fortune, with a little bit more cleverness. Could have won both games. And would have been good this stage of the season and on the top of the league? I don't think so. So we just need to maintain our efforts. We have to maintain our spirit and moral and maintain our confidence. Eventually, we have to win. And hopefully we can do that against Sheffield Wednesday, because that would be a fantastic ending to this very, very busy period.